If there's an industry that's potentially booming or going to boom in this country, it's medicinal cannabis. Waikato company Cannasouth looks like it'll be the first medicinal cannabis company on the NZX, and they've now been granted a new licence to import, cultivate and research dried cannabis flower. So what's all this mean? Where's all this going? CEO of Cannasouth, Mark Lucas, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. So this adds to your other licences that you've already got. Background detail, how rigorous is the process in this country of getting licences to do this work?
Yeah, well, look, at the moment, the only licences you're allowed to get in this space are around research. And so you've really got to develop a proper research case. So, you know, it's definitely difficult to navigate your way through, but not impossible. And it all comes back to the quality, I think, of what your research programs are.
And a research with a view to doing what, and how do you clip the ticket, and how do you make money?
Well, look, I mean, this is going to be a large space developing over time. I think, you know, you can see around the world what's happening and the market developing, and there's a real demand for these medicines. So essentially for us, it's about refining the cannabinoids. So within the plant, there's a lot of active ingredients. And so at the moment, there's a lot of talk about THC and CBD. They're the more, you know, more well-known compounds. But behind that, there's a lot of other active compounds. And we're really just at the beginning of a journey of sort of understanding those. So for us, it's about extracting those compounds. It's about developing research programs to look at what they do in the human body. And then also, you know, there's genetics behind that as well, how you actually get different varieties of plants to express those different cannabinoids. So there's quite a range of areas.
And that's the thing that fascinates me most about this industry. Are you researching based on a demand and we don't know what the demand is based on? Or do we go into this highly knowledgeable that this is a product that is of genuine use and therefore we're just trying to extract it out a little bit more than we already have?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. It's definitely, you know, we're seeing a real demand for the basic. You know, some of the medicines that are available at the moment are quite sort of primitive. So, you know, and that's a massive market in itself. But then when you start looking at some of the conditions that are showing signs of being able to be treated with some of the other cannabinoids, you realise, you know, some of the treatments, some of the areas that are showing promise, like if you look through to, say, anxiety disorder, for example, you know, there's a massive number of people that suffer from anxiety disorder. I think, you know, statistics I look at was something like 14% of the population. So, you know, there's some really big areas there with people suffering from conditions ongoing. And so if we can come up with medicines that can provide some, you know, improved quality of life, there's definitely, you know, there's definitely a big opportunity there.
But the juxtaposition is fascinating. So a company like yours is looking to list in the latter part of this year, as I understand it. How much of what you are then doing is about your bottom line as opposed to about medicine? And how do the two dovetail in?
How do the two dovetail in? Well, ultimately, you know, it's about developing products. It's the same as any other industry. Ultimately, if you don't have a product that people are going to want to buy, you know, you're not going to be competitive. And it's also looking forward and trying to develop new products and staying ahead of the market. So, you know, you've got to have products, you've got to have basic products. We're focused on getting to market and actually having some products and generating revenue as fast as possible. But we're also trying to look ahead into the future, and that's where the research programs come in to just try and, you know, develop those next generation medicines.
Where would you place them? Is it a wonder product, or is it potentially a wonder product, or is it potentially something we all got just a little bit carried away about and might prove to be nothing other than ordinary?
It's definitely not ordinary. You know, it's not a miracle cure for everything, but definitely there is real potential for alleviating suffering in a wide range of areas. And it's a lot more complex than what people sort of understand. And so we're really just at the very beginning stages of sort of understanding how the endocannabinoid system works within the human body. You know, researchers have only just started talking about the space in recent times, and so, you know, there's a massive amount still to be learned. If you start looking at some of the research papers that are coming out of various universities now, you'll see there's an immense amount of promise in a whole range of different areas. So it's very exciting, but definitely not the cure for everything, but certainly, you know, a lot of potential. And it's really about improving quality of life. You know, a lot of these conditions, just, you know, irritable bowel syndrome is another one that's showing some promise. You know, these sort of conditions really, you know, damage people's quality of life. And so, you know, if we can come up with some solutions in those areas, then, you know, it's going to help a lot of people.
Mark, appreciate your insight very much. Mark Lucas, CEO of Cannasouth, with us this morning.